When I had to go for a new passport, it meant I had to dig out a document that I don't look at very often, my birth certificate. I had to prove to the State Department that I exist. Of course, I have to be careful with my birth certificate. One that's been around that long is starting to disintegrate. But it's interesting that when you have to produce the most authoritative proof of who you are, what do they ask for? Your birth certificate. And mine, like yours, clearly identifies who you are and exactly when and where you were born. I was a little nervous before I went for my passport because we just moved and I couldn't find my birth certificate for a little while. Well, that's very bad news. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about a birth certificate for heaven. One thing that birth certificate demonstrates for sure, your life. Your relationship with your parents has a definite beginning. You know, you celebrate that day every year. Birth, of course. It's a clear, definite thing into your family, into God's family, too. Tragically, a lot of people can't remember a beginning to their personal relationship with God. Often because there hasn't been one. And without a birth certificate on file in heaven, one that marks the beginning of your belonging to your Heavenly Father, you're in real danger, eternal danger, if that doesn't change. So, our word for today from the Word of God talks about how a person gets born into God's family. You ready? John 1:12 says, "To all who received him," that's Jesus, "to those who believed in his name, God gave the right to become the children of God." Now, God likens our beginning with him to birth into his family. And that's why Jesus would say just two chapters later, "No one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again." See, there's a conscious, deliberate choice that begins your God relationship. It's what our word for today calls receiving Jesus Christ, believing in him. It's describing a moment when you consciously open up your heart for Jesus Christ to come in, when you tell him you are putting your total trust in him to remove that wall of sin between you and God and to give you a relationship with him. Now, the reason we don't have that love relationship was because we've taken a life that God was supposed to run and we've run it ourselves. That sin has cut us off from a God who is sinless, who is perfect, and no religious ceremony can remove that sin. Not baptism, not church attendance, confirmation, not church membership, not all the good things you do. In fact, the Bible explicitly says it is by grace you have been saved. Now listen to this, not by works. It couldn't be any clearer. Our only hope is that Jesus paid for the sin that we could only pay for with an eternity in hell. So when you put your total trust in him and welcome him into your life, every sin is forgiven. And God records your birth into his family. Actually, God doesn't have birth certificates. He has what the Bible calls, though, the book of life. And your name is entered in it the moment you come to Jesus. Revelation 20:15 says that on judgment day, if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. Now, my prayer is that if you've not begun your personal relationship with Jesus, you will do it today, so your name can be entered in God's book of life in indelible ink. He doesn't intend for anybody, never wanted anybody, to suffer that judgment. That's why he sent his son to take the judgment for us on the cross. And this is your day to reach out and take what he died to give you, my friend. Tell him you want what he died on the cross for, to forgive your sin, to change your life, to take you to heaven with him. And if you don't know there's been a time when you gave yourself to him, there probably hasn't been. Let me encourage you as an action step. Go to our website, anewstory.com, and find out the information there to be sure you belong to him. That's anewstory.com. You need to know that you've been born spiritually, and you can today. God's waiting right now for you to reach out to Jesus so he can enter your name in his book of life.